Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted and privileged to welcome a senior professional, an author, and someone who's closely associated with India, Mr. Dino Carella from Rome, Italy. Dino, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me, Ashutosh. It's a privilege. Thank you.
Dino is a coach, consultant, and writer. And as all of you know, I'm very partial to authors. Dino is an author of a book titled The Way of the Wind. So Dino, when I was reading about you, you said that something in your life happened between the age of 39 and 42, which you say has its roots in the dark night of the soul. And that changed your life. Tell me about this.
That's right. During the time, I basically, the life that I knew simply collapsed. Mm-hmm. I separated. I lost my father. I quit my job and career opportunities to be close to my son. Mm-hmm. I was working as a mad person without pause. And I was really physically and mentally tested. I didn't know where to go to sleep at night because when I separated, I was completely lost. And mm-hmm. So that is what happened during that time.
Wow. Wow. And how did this impact you?
Well, it has impacted me because it triggered the most precious transformation mm-hmm. that happened in my life. Mm-hmm. Because actually what happened is that during that time, I was fighting with all my abilities, mm-hmm. you know, I was fighting the problems back. I was using the same qualities that made me, let's say, allow me to have a good career mm-hmm. with emotional problems. So I was very tenacious. I was fighting back. I was using my determination, what I called my rationality. In reality, I was not accepting the fact that I was vulnerable, I was fragile, and I was in pain, but I wasn't used to accept that. So
amazing. And you know, when I was reading about you, I was fascinated by this one quote which says, both physical and mental health were put to the test, but unexpectedly something happened that changed me forever. And I found peace beyond fear, love beyond suffering, and that presence that is felt in silence, and which makes silence, which belongs to the whole of the existence, and which of this I'm sure is also in you. Tell me more about this experience, about the context.
Yes. So during the time, because I was fighting so hard, I was using all those qualities, I got to the point where I was completely drained. Mm-hmm. I had no energies, no vitality, no desire to live my life anymore. Mm. And what happened is that my mind had it enough. And something happens through me, despite me, mm-hmm. that a new awareness came about. And so I could see things clearly. I could see that I was in between, you know, a realization and the problem. I was the person causing problems. And so what happened to me, it's basically that there was a silence mm-hmm. going through me, which I didn't cause, because I cannot take credit for that. It's not something that I provoked as a conscious choice. It's something that happened to me. So this is really what happened.
Amazing. Quite amazing. And you say that what happened and that, you know, that brought you out of your difficult situation and changed you forever. Now, that's a very strong statement you're making.
Yes, I've never been the same anymore ever since. Mm-hmm. I used to be known as a perhaps a little bit aggressive person, very combative, very determined. But that was really a show that I was putting up for myself to cover my fears. But I wasn't aware. I wasn't doing that knowingly. It's simply because I was trying to run faster than my fear. And so mm-hmm. I was putting up this attitude, which I never had since this breakthrough happened to me, because I could simply see, you know, all the illusion that I was building up. And once they collapsed, that changed me forever.
And this higher power or the presence that you talk about, is it, and I know from a Hindu perspective it's the same, but is it God? Is it conscience? Is it Atma? Is it Brahman, as you talk it? But I'd love to get your perspective.
I cannot say what it is. I can just say that what I've experienced, and I call it awareness. And it's an awareness that doesn't belong to me.
Okay.
I don't feel it belongs to me. It is like we are awareness. The universe is awareness. Everything is awareness, because what is happening is not just an accident. There is an intelligence design.
Correct.
So however one wants to call it, that's fine. To me, that this is awareness. It's an intelligent design that speaks through us. So the more we are free from the inner noise, the easier it is for this awareness to come through us, to flow through us.
Fascinating. You know, you also quote from one of India's most profound thinkers, Mr. Jiddu Krishnamurti. And you say, truth is a pathless land. Please help me understand your understanding. Maybe with an example.
What a beautiful man. I mean, Krishnamurti is such a great soul, and I'm so grateful for his teachings. And so basically, it's like when you're in love, right? When you can read thousands of books, and you can read every perspective on what it means to be in love, but you don't know what love is until you are in love.
Correct.
So it's an experience. So being in love is something that you know when you know. It's not something that you know because you study, because somebody told you about. So transformation, the way it happened to me, is that it allowed me to see that I was on my own path. Nobody could have, I couldn't have taken any advantage from listening to even the best, more enlightened human being, if that wasn't my own life at stake and my own experience. So it is not a knowing. So that's why I think Krishnamurti said the most beautiful thing in the world, because truth is a pathless land. Nobody can give it to you. And that's also the most beautiful thing, because yes, you are alone in this pursuit, but because you are alone, you are everything that there is. And so it's very empowering at the same time.
Amazing, amazing. So, you know, when I was reading about you, one thought that crossed my mind was, I would love to get to know from you, for so many of us who go through such challenges in life, because you're looking so calm and relaxed now on when you're talking to me, what have been your learnings and what was the process you followed?
There's been one key element in all my life, whether I was unconscious or conscious, I always followed my heart. And I think now I can take the benefit of that approach, because now my mind is at peace. So this is a very fundamental learning for me, is that you will never find your peace of mind unless you follow your heart first.
So when you started to go through the process of recovery, if I can use that term, did you start going to religious places? Did you start going to gurus? Did you start reading? Turn to the God, spirituality? What all did you do?
I didn't go to those places. However, I was reading a lot. Okay. I was reading. In fact, Krishnamurti comes from that. I didn't know about Krishnamurti at all. I never heard him before. I never really concerned myself with this kind of reading in the past. So because I was in a fragile moment, I was reading. I wanted to understand what was happening to me. So I was reading a lot of books from these people like him. And once I said to myself, I took one book that it looks like it was a meditation technique. So I said, okay, let me read that. And in fact, it was a healing energy healing process. So I was curious. So I went to a seminar with this with the guy that created this method. And also that really changed me again, because I was a fertile ground at that at that point in my life, because I wasn't so keen on holding on to my beliefs. I was just very open to anything. And so I found out that there is so much magic in us if we just allow ourselves to be, rather than fill our head with, you know, with beliefs and thoughts and ideas. So the freer we are from prejudice, the more we can find out. So initially, Ashutosh, I was really, really judgmental. And with this, you know, when people were talking to me about, you know, energy healing, I really thought it was, this is the kind of stuff that emotional people want to talk about. They want to believe, to find solace in some kind of idea that's romantic. No, the reality is, it's real. We are energy. And what comes into this field of energy is much larger and bigger than what we can imagine. But we need to leave our imagination alone. We need just to be open to experience it. Once again, it's experiencing it.
And once you started to read, and once you started to think, all the so-called negative thoughts, or as you say, the thoughts from the dark night of the soul, they left you behind, or you left them behind?
No, when I was reading, I was actually finding that this kind of topics actually existed before. I wasn't somebody that was a reader, okay? So I was a person fully concentrated in the doing and experiencing. So for me, reading and all this stuff was quite a novelty, right? So when I started to read, I actually found out what was going on in me too. So I found that there was this great people that was describing this process, and I could find myself in there. I said, oh, wow. So there's been people already there. And then actually sometimes they give words to thoughts that I couldn't articulate. So that was excellent, excellent for me. So books for me have been like fresh air and water when you're thirsty in that period of time. But really the difference is that you allow yourself to learn.
Amazing, amazing. And, you know, I've also seen that when we go through challenging times, that is the time when we really know who are our friends and who are not our friends. What has been your experience?
True, right? Because challenging time tests what is true. And so what is true stays, what it isn't true goes. So a real friend would stay. Maybe there's been something didn't work out, and from a period of time you might end up, you know, with a shaky relationship, but at the end of the day, a friend is a friend and will stay.
Well said, well said. So let me now move to your book. I haven't had a chance to read the book, but I will order it. And I'm sure it's available on Amazon.
It is. Thank you.
The Way of the Wind. And I'm going to ask all our viewers and listeners to go and check it out on Amazon. Tell me about what was your hypothesis for this book?
I started because I wanted to give a perspective to people that find themselves trapped into the productivity machine. This world now, it's all about productivity. It's about planning, control. We're obsessed about producing, getting rich. And you end up absorbing this mechanism and you don't see anything anymore. And when you find out, you're already on the verge of a nervous breakdown, because that was my experience in the past. So I wanted to give people that are going through the same pattern the possibility to read something that stimulates a reflection. That let them know that even though your life seems to be so trapped, and you seem to be so in control because you are the planner, you are the manager.
Yeah.
not everything you can manage. Mm. And if you allow yourself to, if you give credit to your intuition, mm. even if when it sounds like crazy, but if you give credit to your intuition, then your path to liberation is almost granted, it's given, but you got to give credit to that. So I wanted to give a message of freedom, liberation.
Mm. Fantastic. You also say that, you know, what is magic you found beyond the illusion of power? First, help me understand, how do you look at the illusion of power and what is the magic you found?
So illusion of power to me is all the so-called knowing around which we create our identity. We know many things, we do many things, we got expertise, we got talents, we go to the moon. We can do many things, and this can actually mislead us to thinking that we are what we do. Mm-hmm. That's the illusion of power. Mm. We think that because we can do, because we are talented, because we got expertise, mm. we got some power. Mm. But the real power really is to know that you don't know.
Amazing.
And that's the magic. Mm. The magic is that when you realize that the real knowledge to me is that you are comfortable with not knowing and living your day as it comes, mm. that's the magic. Mm. Because you're not expecting, you're not disappointed, you just live it. You just live the day, live the moment. And that's a magical experience.
Amazing.
Because there's nothing more mysterious than the moment that there is. And mm. this is, again, something that Jiddu Krishnamurti used to say. And he's totally right.
Well said. And what I'm hearing you also say, Dino, is that when you say that, you know, the power is in what you don't know, in knowing what you don't know, are you also saying that it's always a good idea for us to become vulnerable to ourselves and to outsiders?
One thing is, the moment you are comfortable mm-hmm. with your vulnerability, this is where your power begins. Because nobody can scare you anymore. Mm. Because the person that is more scared about being vulnerable, it's you. Mm. The moment you accept it, at the moment you know how to deal to stay in that vulnerability, nobody else can hurt you. So yes, you can go freely, you know, be sincere rather than saying that I'm vulnerable toward the other. I'm simply sincere, I'm authentic, and living an authentic life is priceless. Mm. So the other can play the part that they are the strong ones, but they're not. We know for sure they're not.
Very interesting. Very interesting. You know, so in one of my books, I have written what I call the who cares philosophy. And that's exactly what you are saying, which is that if you don't worry about what others will think about your vulnerability, you will become a very strong individual. What a powerful message you've given. Thank you.
You know, well, then you preceded me because I didn't know about this book. So I will order the book then.
No, thank you so much. So moving on, I've got time for two or three more questions.
Yes.
Let me ask you the next question, which is that for someone who seems to have virtually turned his life around in a very, very positive manner, what are some of the core values you believe in?
Freedom, authenticity, mm-hmm. and the ability to forgive yourself. Mm. Because forgiving allows perfection. Because perfection is not in doing something perfect. It's in knowing that you can learn forever. Mm. So forgiving is fundamental.
Amazing, amazing. My next question to you is that who or what inspires you?
Mother Nature, mm-hmm. for sure, and the people that support other people. Like, for example, you, Ashutosh, you're supporting people because you want to give back by inviting people to talk about their life. And so people that support other people, especially those that help you remove your inner burdens and prejudice. Those are really inspiring people.
Amazing. And my last question to you, Dino, and this is for the many, many young people who will listen to us. What would you say are three lessons from your amazing journey you would like our viewers and listeners to take back?
First one definitely is follow your heart, no matter what. Follow your heart. Only then you will find your peace of mind. That's one.
Right.
The second one is that, as I said earlier, we are a mystery inside a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
So inner search, mm-hmm. it is not to find an ultimate answer, but it's to realize that we are conscious being, aware of being aware. That's the most beautiful things that we can ever realize. Mm-hmm. And the third thing is that don't reject your reality. Don't avoid it. Go toward your needs until you need no more.
Amazing.
So leave.
Phenomenal. I mean, you know, these are such powerful messages you're giving us. First one is follow your heart. Second one is aware of being aware, that you need to be aware, which means keep focusing on your inner self, and inner search is critical. And the third one is don't regret who you are. Amazing. On that note, Dino, thank you so much for speaking to me. Thank you for talking to me about your incredible journey. And what is very inspiring for me is the way you have turned it all around, and you seem to be at so much peace with yourself. Thank you for all your lessons that you shared and for your telling us about your book. Thank you.
I'm thanking you so much, Ashutosh, for the invitation, for allowing me to speak. And so thank you so much, and for what you're doing with everybody. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast. A platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.